Superman is the most powerful, but also the most vulnerable superhero you can imagine.
In India, Man of Steel is just another superhero story, all action, 3D glasses, and popcorn. But whether you watch it in English or dubbed in Hindi, Superman remains very American. A symphony of red, white, and blue streaking through the sky, defending life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But watching it in a theater filled with excited Indian families, it felt like there was a hidden message inside the movie. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's super immigrant. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Of course, when you think about it, it's quite obvious. America's most beloved superhero is what the Immigration and Naturalization Services would dub an illegal alien. He crash-landed into the country without papers, grew up under an assumed name. No surprise, he's now the poster boy of immigration reform. Define American and the Harry Potter Alliance have started the Superman is an Immigrant campaign. It's tempting to dismiss this as yet another movement trying to co-opt an icon for its cause. I mean, can Superman even fly when we burden him with so much excess ideological baggage? But director Zack Snyder admitted to the media, it is like the ultimate adoption and immigration story. The creators of Superman, Joe Shuster and Jerry Siegel, were Jewish, and they saw it as the story of the outsider trying to assimilate into America. When Jor-El and his wife put their baby into a pod and sent him hurtling through space to Earth, they sent him off to a new world with the classic immigrant blessing.
Goodbye, my son. Our hopes and dreams travel with you.
Doesn't get more immigrant than that. The Man of Steel's plotline is really about this quintessential question of where the immigrant's loyalty lies, the country where he's grown up, represented by the wholesome Kents, or the distant planet where he was born, represented by the menacing General Zod, hunting the alien hidden in our midst.
Your world has sheltered one of my citizens. He will look like you, but he is not one of you. To Kal-El, I say this. Surrender within 24 hours or watch this world suffer the consequences.
So it's not much of a stretch to think of Superman as the poster boy for, say, the Dream Act. He is the inspiring story of the undocumented immigrant coming out of the closet. His adoptive father fears the consequences.
My father believed if the world found out who I really was, they'd reject me.
But Superman dares to do it. This Superman is open about his immigration status from the get-go, like those dream activists. As Henry Cavill, who plays Superman, says in an interview.
Being a shining hope and example and not hiding what it is that you are.
And he sweeps aside lingering doubts about his patriotism when he tells the general, I'm from Kansas. What's more American than that? California and New York would clearly have been a different problem. I read that on June 21st, Hutchinson in Kansas will rename itself Smallville, and Clark Kent will be inducted into the Kansas Hall of Fame. But immigration activists would be foolish to pin too much hope on the Superman is an immigrant campaign. For who does not want a Superman on their side? Doesn't the INS even have a citizenship category for that? Alien of Extraordinary Ability, or the O visa. The question is, does America want to also legalize the not-so-supermen and women, the ones who had no Kryptonian space pod to bring them safely into Middle America, but crossed mountain ravines and rivers on foot, in baking sun and freezing cold, the ones who have no superpowers other than picking lettuce, building houses and cleaning toilets? After all, when Superman is done reducing Metropolis to rubble in his fight against the forces of evil, they are the ones who will be needed to rebuild America again. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.